Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
We are talking all things book talk and TikTok today, and we are speaking specifically to an author whose work is often featured on the talk. I do not sound cool saying that, but I did try. Get ready, you will not want to miss today's discussion. I'm Sarah Wendell.
I'm Alicia Rai. Welcome to Lovestruck Daily, where we talk about love every single week.
This week is a deep dive into all things TikTok, which I am so excited about and have been enjoying so much. And one of the things that I think is important is how many perspectives there are within TikTok. Much like any form of social media, it's not a monolith, and there's lots of different ways in which people participate. We've got book publicists, we've got book talkers, we've got people who want their books to be on book talk but don't know how that happens, and we have authors like you who are creating amazing content for other people.
What I really love about it, and the reason I started it, was because I just wanted to talk to people. Like, I just wanted to connect with people somehow. And before that, I would connect with people through my friends. I'd go to conferences. I did book signings. I mean, there was like no shortage of how much I traveled and wandered around meeting people. And all of a sudden, it got shut off really quickly. And I missed it. I mean, so much of our job is solitary. You know that too. You know, even if,
yes, it is.
Yeah, even if it's not. I mean, you're also an author, but you know, whatever your like the primary nature of publishing is that it's solitary. And so, I just wanted to connect with people, and I found a really great community who appreciated the weirdness and foolishness that I feel like I sometimes bring to the table, and I hadn't really found that on other platforms. But TikTok, they say that Instagram is for prettiness and TikTok is for personality. And I feel like TikTok is also for pretty people, but it is for people who have personality. I think if that's what you use to connect with people, and I feel like that's what I've always used to connect with people is humor and the things I say, I think it was like a great outlet for that. So I do feel like those early days of TikTok, like those, I hear the songs now and I'm like nostalgic. I mean, I'm not nostalgic for early 2020, but I am nostalgic for that era.
I will tell you that in one of our cars, we have Sirius XM and there is a TikTok radio channel.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
My younger child who's on TikTok was like, Mom, you've got to listen to this. So, and my other child who's older is like, oh, it's so bad. So I'm like, all right, I'm in the car. I'll turn it on. And they're playing the Backyardigans.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is amazing. I'm listening to the Backyardigans in my car on Sirius XM. Nothing is wrong with the world at this time.
It's amazing to like think about things in terms of like pre-TikTok and post-TikTok. Oh, yeah. And what would TikTok have influenced now? Or like, you know, Lizzo's latest hit, which is amazing. Like the opening lines for it are made for TikTok. Like some things are just made for TikTok. And it's just, it's so cool to see how one app can change so many things.
And I also think that especially for you, TikTok is like a venue in which you can release your inner theater kid.
It is.
No problem.
Yeah. I was a drama kid.
It is unfettered theater kids, and I love it so much.
Well, this week we are continuing to explore the intersection of theater kids and book people.
The intersection of theater kids and book people has brought us book talk, and it's book talk week. We are inviting one of our favorite authors onto the show to talk about her experience with book talk.
Nisha Sharma is a good friend of mine, and she's also a prolific romance author in both YA and adult romance. We have her to thank for such incredible books such as My So-Called Bollywood Life, Dating Dr. Thill, and several more upcoming projects. I'm very excited for her new series, by the way. As an author, she's watched the industry transform under the influence of book talk, and we can't wait for to hear her hot take on absolutely everything. Please welcome Nisha Sharma.
Welcome, Nisha. We are so excited to talk to you. We are doing a deep dive into all things book talk, and you're the perfect person to talk to about this. So thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so glad to be here. This is super exciting.
It seems to me that a lot of the coverage I've seen of book talk lately has been, I don't understand this strange phenomenon. And it's very reminiscent of how people talked about book bloggers 15 years ago. So I feel that in my core, like it's very familiar, but it's also like, wow, this again, we're going to put down a new way of talking about books. How about we don't? So we're here to like really take a deep dive and celebrate all of the very cool things that book talk is doing.
Funny story. Alicia is the one who taught me how to use TikTok.
Nisha is wonderful at getting people together. I think that is one of her biggest skills. So she assembled the South Asian romance authors in a little conference. And so I joined like at the end of one day, like very casually, basically drinking chips out of a bag. And it was funny because I thought my camera was off. So I like tilted the bag out toward my mouth. And all of a sudden I hear Sonali Dev go, can we just talk about how Alicia is eating her chips for a minute? I was, damn it. I was like, hey, guys. And so somebody was like, well, what is this TikTok that I'm hearing about? I think this was like last year, maybe sometime a little bit earlier. And I was like, oh, man, I love TikTok. Let me like, and they were like, can you show us something? So I was like showing everybody how to set up their accounts. And it was like, there were like 12 people in the room. Everybody's like, wait, I don't understand the difference between account and username.
It was hilarious.
It was amazing. But that was how, yes, I taught Nisha TikTok. I don't think I actually taught her anything in that hour, but it was very fun.
It was a lot of fun.
What I love, Nisha, about you and your fun now with TikTok is that you and I do very different things on the app and use it in different ways. And I love that. Like, I love seeing how people take something very, you know, like the base instructions I could give you from it. And you like went in a great different direction. And I think that's one of the great things about an app like TikTok or Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely think that book talk is a space where you also see that varied approach to like books and the way that people relate to stories. What I think is the most fascinating about book talk is that so many romance readers are coming to romance and you're watching their evolution like play out in their videos. It's like, okay, you've now discovered this thing about romance, or you've now started to connect the dots. And that is something that I think as a baby author, when I joined the romance industry, God, over a decade ago, I had gone through that, like, except, you know, by myself. We didn't even have Instagram back then.
No.
And, you know, and now I'm watching those same feelings that I had, you know, in the privacy of my own home, reading through, you know, like back then it was the rom-com wave too. Like I was going through the Susan Elizabeth Phillips and the Jennifer Crusie books. And now it's the same rom-com wave that people are kind of realizing certain things that I had done 10 years ago.
that's the thing which I love, is that whenever a new influx of people come to romance, they start talking about things like we haven't been talking about them for decades already. And
I know.
Right? For decades.
Because remember, I mean, you two both remember, and I hope, you know, people who are listening can learn about the great cover controversy of the 50 Shades era.
We'll be back after this short break.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The great cover controversy of the 50 Shades era, where everything, every cover was an object.
And it was a male-centered object.
Right. And the argument for those then was A, it sells, mm-hmm. and B, it's because people aren't embarrassed reading it. And mm-hmm. we had the same conversation wrap around then, like, well, is it because we're, internally misogynist, we don't want to read it, blah, blah, you know, everything kind of comes full circle. And in the early 2000s, we also had illustrated covers on all these rom-coms, and we had the same conversation. We have been having this conversation since
four decades. Clubs.
Like, for literally for decades, for lifetimes at this point. And so it is so interesting to me that, like, and I mean, good for you that you're addressing it. At this point, I'm like, I'm tired. I can keep going on this conversation. Like,
but that's, I think, where I'm able to kind of even have a voice, is because there are so many people who are addressing it head on, like the way that we've all been talking about it. But the one thing that I think people that I can contribute to is how marginalized voices are consistently excluded from this mm-hmm. conversation. And so,
very much so,
you know, I'm just starting to see people who look like me on my covers. So for you to say that people are now should no longer be included on covers anymore. Well, okay. Like, what about the fact that I'm finally seeing representation? Are you also impacting my community as well?
I saw that TikTok of yours, and I put it in my drafts to stitch it, actually, because I'll just tell people now, my very first cover, it had an Indian heroine on it. This was in 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. They took a white girl, tinted her skin brown, and then added fat to her, like photoshopped her bigger. And that was my Indian woman representation at the time. So times have very much changed.
Holy moly. And
things are different, and I love Clinch covers. I yearn for the day that, you know, marketing puts them back. I don't know if we're going to ever return to mass markets because of cost, but that's another story. Mm-hmm. But that mass market Clinch in Walmart, like, that was my dream when I was, like, just starting out. In the early 2000s, like, I was imagining my book in, like, Walmart or Target or a grocery store. That was what I imagined, Clinch cover. And I remember how disheartened I was when I got that first cover. And I thought, there's no way. Like, I'm never going to get anybody who looks like me on a cover.
Oh, my gosh.
And then fast forward to, I think it was Wrong to Need You they did a cover shoot for it because they couldn't find any, again, dearth of stock photos with brown or black people on them. And they did a cover shoot. And I cried when I got that cover shoot because I was like, my God, this is, you know, like, this is what I wanted all those years ago. Like, you know, 8 or 9 years ago. It took me 8 or 9 years. Mm-hmm. And it took me getting a publisher and then putting out the money. So, like, there's multiple blockades to this. Yeah. And this is not something that, like, a random indie author can do. I couldn't do it as an indie author. I couldn't afford a cover shoot. I couldn't afford, you know, any of this. And a smaller publisher can't either. And also, publishers who don't want to put the money out aren't going to put the money out. So the idea that, like, oh, we don't want it anymore because it's embarrassing. Well, some of us never got the chance to have it.
Yeah.
Right.
So let us have it. You know, like, let us have that. And you know what? Like, I know that's not the trend right now, but it does sell. You know, it's a romance.
It does sell.
It was a trend for many years.
Yep. Covers have a lot of work to do in a very short time.
Very much so.
Yeah.
It is so interesting to me. I don't know, Nisha, if you've seen the recent coverage, because I've been on TikTok now since, like, early pandemic days. You've been on since last year-ish, right? How long have you been on? Mm-hmm. About a year and a half, right?
A little over a year, yeah.
Yeah, a little over a year. And so I think we're both fairly early adopters of it. And when I joined, I remember the reaction from the book community was like, that is so cringy. Like, what are you doing on that kids app? Like, they were making fun of it. Like, and probably making fun of me.
Like, I remember that.
Yeah. And so I was like, whatever, I don't care. I'll just keep going. Cause I fully believe that in order to succeed in life, you have to be cringy.
Amen. So true.
About when I was teaching you guys, you know, on the Zoom, the reaction from a lot of the authors and around us was like, I guess I should learn it, but I don't really know. And recently there's been, like, a New York Times article that came out. There's been, mm-hmm. like, a lot of coverage about how if you're not on BookTok as an author, you're going to die. Like, you are going to wither yes. on the vine. Yeah. And I'm getting panicked emails and, like, questions. I went to a conference a couple of weeks ago. I went to the American Booksellers Association conference. And, like, there was an air of, like, we're missing out. Like, we're missing money on the table. And it sort of disheartens me. Like, it makes me a little bit sad, because I do think one of the great things about the app, personally, like, this is just a personal opinion, is that it is so, it feels off the cuff. Like, it feels like we're just there and we're just showing our personality and having fun. And when you put, like, a money aspect into it, it kind of, like, it's not, I don't know if the content is going to be as good. Nope. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you sensing that same air from authors or from publishing in general? Because I definitely am. I'm feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I certainly am. And I'm not even on TikTok.
So, like, I have two thoughts about this. The first is, like, nothing on social media is going to work for an author if it's not coming from an authentic place. Like, I'm 100% believe that. Like,
absolutely.
If you are going into something and you're going in rehearsed and you're, like, smiling, like, you're smiling for a picture and you're like, read my book, like, it's not going to work for you. And I'm saying that as someone who, like, has supported marketing organizations and tech companies for years. Like, mm-hmm. the very first thing that they ask you is, what is true? Like, what is true? And if that is not your true self, that is not going to work. And I mean, maybe some people can make it work because they develop this whole additional identity, but mm-hmm. there's truth to that additional identity, right? Like, there's still some sort of truth to that additional identity. So I will say that, like, if you're going on there with, like, not bringing your authentic self to your platforms and trying to build a brand based on something that, you know, you think other people want to see from you, you know, I don't know how long that's sustainable. So the second piece I will say about, you know, TikTok and the desperation, the stench of desperation.
It is. It's desperate. Yeah.
Is I don't know why we aren't turning to publishers and telling them, hey, well, this continues to be publishers putting the work on authors to do their own marketing.
Damn right.
Why are we paying you royalties?
We'll be right back after this short break.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Why are we paying you royalties or, like, you know, a chunk of our sales? We're not going to be doing the work that we're contracting you for. So, you know, this is another, I think, crack and fissure in the current publishing model that needs to be reevaluated and reinvented in a way that is sustainable and equitable for all types of, you know, readers, yeah, authors, and professionals.
How did you build your following? What was your sort of TikTok trajectory and building of the audience that you have now?
So when I joined TikTok, Alicia had, like, taught us how to set up our profile. I did my very first video, like, the next day. And my plan was to really just get better romance recommendations. I felt like I was, this is, you know, early pandemic, before we had the vaccine, I was living out of, like, a pod and in my parents' retirement home because we were in between houses. And I just wanted some really great comfort reads. And so I thought, let me just kind of find my place on BookTok, figure out how to get these recommendations. And then, you know, I can just maybe talk about my book every once in a while and be done with it. I started to see, like, some people make very broad statements about the genre because they were early in their book talk experience or their romance reading experience. And they were sharing those very broad statements on book talk. And I felt like I had to comment on that because I was like, wait a minute, let's hold up. Like, you're ignoring marginalized communities. You are ignoring a lot of individuals who have worked very hard in the industry to bring not only, like, a platform for marginalized voices, but to pave the pathway for other writers. And so that's kind of where I ended up, where most of my videos kind of end up, like, between spicy book recs, mafia romance recommendations, and talking about marginalized authors in the romance industry. So someone had told me very early on that if I wanted to grow my following, to just be consistent. And I had a lot of things to say, so that has never been a problem because I always have a lot of things to say. So I just made a video a day for, like, the first 6 months. And a year later, I think I'm almost at 16,000. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Way to go. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's been a journey because I feel like while I've been sharing knowledge, it's also been a really interesting experience connecting with marginalized creators and other activists, specifically in diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is what my day job is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm the head of diversity, equity, and inclusion at a global tech company.
Oh, as you do. Holy crap.
It's a lot of activist work, and I feel like I've connected with other people who also are romance readers and really passionate about romance. So there's this intersection of both of my identities that has a place in a corner of Book Talk. And we're all talking about things now, like about the huge problem we have with banned books, the problems that we have with marginalized identities being quieted without, you know, like any sort of awareness or news or anything you find out later. Like, I didn't realize Dating Dr. Thill, which was my last release, was banned in like 3 or 4 different libraries in my own state.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I didn't know about it until a reader had mentioned it to me. And so, you know, these are like the kinds of conversations that I'm now having in the Book Talk space. It's been a wild ride.
That is a wild ride. What are your favorite things to do on TikTok? Like, what are the things that you have seen or you have done that give you that, oh yes, this is going to be great feeling? The one that Alicia has like 5 times a day.
I wish.
I think like the ones that I love are generally not the ones that go viral. Like,
unfortunately, yes.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Right? Like, right. The videos that I love to make are usually the ones that get like less than 1,000 views. But the videos that I do off the cuff, like I wake up, I have no makeup on, I barely comb my hair, you know, are the ones that get 10,000 views. And, you know, that's what everyone remembers me, like how I look. But I love talking about books that I am absolutely obsessing over.
Yeah.
And the stuff that I feel like take a lot of my energy, but I think are important, are actually the ones that end up get the most views, which are like right now there's a conversation about like, do we remove like the clinch cover, like because people are unpacking their own internalized misogyny and they are realizing things about themselves and saying it online without taking a pause and realizing what the impact of what they're saying. Like, saying half naked individuals on covers is cringe may also like speak more about where you are in your journey than it does about your taste in romance. And so, you know, that's something that a lot of people are addressing right now in Book Talk that I also addressed.
I want to ask you, Nisha, what are some of your very favorite Book Talk accounts?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so Bookworm Bullet, who is really a champion for South Asian romance. Another person who I absolutely love, her name is Sanjana, and she does these incredible video deep dives. She's right now getting her master's in psychology. So the way that she analyzes romance is really interesting. Of course, the two creators of Book Talk, who actually had kind of identified the tag and started creating books, videos, and that is Kate's Books. And then the other one is Eamon's Books. Those are definitely, I think, some of my favorite accounts.
Thank you. And before we wrap up, please tell us your TikTok username so people can follow you.
You can find me at Nisha Writes, WRITES, which is the same on all of my social media accounts.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nisha. It has been absolutely delightful.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
Alicia, I think I could talk to Nisha about TikTok with you for hours and hours and never get bored.
Well, you know what you can do at my wedding is talk to Nisha because we're both going to be there.
It's going to be a long wedding.
You're going to be there.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm RSVPing for both of you right now.
I already RSVP'd.
Oh, you did. You did.
Yeah. I literally opened the invitation and filled it out. I don't screw around with RSVPs.
I'm very
attentive to them. I could talk to Nisha about TikTok and books for hours.
Yeah.
Like, this could be a 4-hour show and I would be super on board for it.
Happy as a clam. Yep.
Yep.
She's fantastic.
But in all things tradition, we do need a love to go. And I have 2 love to go.
You have 2? All right, go for it.
So the first one is what you said. Don't be afraid to be cringy. This is the intersection of book people and theater kids. Mm-hmm. Just let it out. Just let it all out.
Yep.
The other thing, I'm going to be a little bit weird and nerdy because I think the nerd element needs to be explored. Carl Sagan once said, "We have traveled this way before and there is much to be learned." We have traveled through all of these elements of promotion and social media and new ways of talking about books, and yet we are still exploring the same issues of identity and authenticity. And that is both wonderful and a little discouraging, but I'm focusing on the wonderful.
We would love to hear about your favorite Book Talk accounts or TikTok accounts. You can email us at lovestruckdaily@frolic.media, or you know what? Just message us personally. I mean, we're happy to look these up on our own too. And we would love to hear from you.
And if you're curious about Book Talk, You can find Nisha at Nisha Writes. And Alicia, where can people find you on the TikToks?
Oh, yeah. You can find me at The Real Alicia Rye, because Alicia Rye Writes was already taken.
How dare.
How dare.
How dare. Thank you so much for joining us today, and come back for one more amazing episode all about book talk. If you are looking for more of me, Sarah, you can find me at smartbitchestrashybooks.com. I'm at smartbitches just about everywhere, and on your podcatcher at smartpodcasttrashybooks.
You can find me, Alicia, on TikTok at The Real Alicia Rye, or on Instagram at Alicia Rye Writes, or on Twitter at Alicia Rye. I also have a website, aliciarye.com, and you can find me and Kai together on our new YouTube channel, The Happy Place.
Our researcher is Jesse Epstein. Our editor is Jen Jacobs. We are produced by Abigail Steckler and Little Scorpion Studios, with executive producer Frolic Media. This is an iHeartRadio podcast. Have a very happily ever after today. What's your favorite book talk? Do you have a favorite channel? Is it a channel? Is it, what is it? Yeah. Is it a channel? Is it a screen name? What the fuck is the right word? Fuck. Get off my lawn.